Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the After Buzz Podcast, the only podcast after the Buzz Adams Morning Show. My name is Nico Jimmy, your host of the After Buzz, and of course with me is Buzz.
Hello.
And Joanna.
Hi. So this is basically the show.
Yeah.
But after the show.
But after the show.
It'll let a few F-bombs go, you know,
yeah.
Sparingly.
And we talk more specific, interesting things. I want you to look at this. You see this?
Yes, it looks like some kind of ancient writing is what it looks like from here. On a wall,
I thought it was like a pizza crust.
Nope, not a wall. This is a tablet, a clay tablet.
All right.
Pizza crust.
Does it look legible at all to you?
It looks like carvings.
It looks like carvings on a stone tablet.
Okay.
All right. So today we are going to talk about the oldest customer complaint in history.
Ah.
Yes.
I bet some Sumerians were involved in this.
You would not be wrong.
Okay.
So writing and trade have been inseparable throughout history. And a lot of times the oldest surviving examples of any written language.
Receipts.
Are receipts, ledgers, that they found in ancient Mesopotamian cuneiform script. That's what you saw on the tablet, was they had like a little wedge type pencil thing and they would press it into the clay in different ways.
So
I used to do that with Play-Doh.
Yep. That's exactly
what
they did.
When you translate a cuneiform tablet, are you performing cunilinguistics?
Yes.
Is that a term?
Kind of.
Okay. It's not a term.
Uh-huh. All right. So let's talk about the oldest customer complaint in history.
Almost, what a bad chariot from Bob.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So almost 4,000 years ago, 2,000 years
before
Cleopatra, before Jesus, there was a dude named Nani.
Nani?
Yes, Joanna.
Nani.
Okay.
Okay.
His name's
just
on the tablet.
I'm sorry.
It's just going to be 5 minutes.
Okay, go on. I'm listening.
Yes, a man named Nani that was so disappointed with the copper he bought from a trader named E. Nasir that he decided to write a formal complaint.
That son of a bitch, E. Nasir.
Right?
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
I am going to
write. Where's my chisel?
Right.
Nani! Where's my chisel?
Like, letting a business know you were not satisfied with your order is such an ancient...
The first Karen?
Yeah, that's exactly what this says. The first Karen.
Hey, you bought some shoddy copper? You need to share that information on the...
Do not buy this shoddy copper from this shoddy owner.
So, without...
He is a Grotsky biatch.
There you go. Without a customer helpline or an AI bot to rant at, an outraged customer, Nani, had to etch his gripes in earth and then send it, this heavy tablet, via messenger to the dude.
That is such an attest to, like, the passion this man
has. Yeah, the anger.
To actually take the time to chisel in his complaint.
Also, I showed you guys the chisel, the tablet.
Yeah.
But
that was the actual tablet.
That was
the
actual
complaint?
Tablet of the complaint.
Damn.
And it
well,
is
the,
very
the copper guy didn't just wad it up and throw it in the trash or anything. So
exactly, he was an exceptional. The guy who made the bad trade was a good record keeper. But Nani's complaint covers both front and back of the tablet.
Oh damn! He went both sides.
It was translated from its original Akkadian language by Assyriologist Adolf Leo Oppenheim and published...
Cunilinguist?
He's the foremost cunilinguist.
That's the name
published
of the
song. In his 1967 book, Letters from Mesopotamia. And it will be named that for sure.
God, Mesopotamia.
Tell me there's something close to a word-for-word translation, or do you not have that?
I absolutely have
the
translation.
Fuck yeah.
I, Nani. Okay, so Nani says, "You put ingots of copper, which were not good, before my messenger and said, 'If you want to take them, then take them. If you do not want to take them, go away.'"
Okay,
good Nani
start.
Wrote this, right? So, presumably, Nani had already given Ianasir the money for an agreed amount of copper, which was essential for bronze at the time, making anything out of bronze.
Okay.
But then
the Bronze Age was a big fad at the time, Joanne.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole age devoted to it.
Now you got a steel copper.
from the walls. So he found out soon afterwards that it was not a wise move to give him the money first.
Okay.
In spite of being a terrible copper merchant, he was Ia Nasir was a meticulous record keeper. As a matter of fact, along with this clay tablet, they found others addressed to him that were
similar
also,
complaints.
Were kind of complaints. Yeah.
Any positive reviews?
Well, any 5 stars.
Where's his Yelp? No, this is just the oldest and most scathing. Nani goes on to say, I have sent messengers, gentlemen like ourselves, to collect the bag with my money deposited with you, but you have treated me with contempt by sending them back to me empty-handed several times. Is there anyone among the merchants who trade with the Tilmun who has treated me in this way? You alone treat my messenger with contempt.
God. This guy must have been rich. He's got messengers.
Yeah, right.
Well, you got a giant stone tablet. You need sent somewhere. You need some help.
But he didn't send slaves. He sent gentlemen like us. That's kind of telling.
That is kind of telling. It is now up to you to restore my money in full. Take cognizance. I'm not sure he used the word cognizance at the time, but whatever the equivalent of a cognizance was. Take cognizance.
Listen up, folk.
Make note of this, bitch.
Take cognizance that from now on, I will not accept here any copper from you that is not of the finest quality. I shall from now on select and take the ingots individually in my own yard.
Wait a minute. So he was still going to keep buying copper from the bad copper
guy? Apparently there's not a lot of competition.
So, like, you've got the monopoly on this copper
there's
business.
There's one copper guy.
Right. You need a second copper
place.
I'm
very upset. But also, I still need to get some copper from you.
We will never know if Nani got his money back.
Aw, Nani.
But we do know that he certainly got the last word.
Boom, bitch.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. That's
very
great.
The world's oldest customer complaint. Karen's back then. Motherfucker.
Chipping away at the block.
Yeah, yeah. Cognizance.
I broke a chisel. Honey, where's my backup chisel?
Anyways.
It's next to your hammer where you left it, Nani.
Also, what interesting names, too. Nani and Ia Nasir.
One of my favorite names from that period is from the Epic of Gilgamesh. And it's not Gilgamesh. It's his friend, Enkidu.
Enkidu.
Or Enkidu.
Yeah.
Enkidu.
I've heard
Enkidu or
I've heard
yeah, yeah.
historians pronounce. I think some of these things you're never really going to know the exact pronunciation.
Well, that's why I never understand why you ever argue with us over pronunciation, because things get pronounced differently all the time.
The S is silent on the end of Illinois.
Well, we're not the ones that said Illinois.
Illinois! Who would care? Like, who cares?
Me!
Okay. Well, then I'm going to argue with you about every little pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Vilmer Valderrama.
Noah Wiley.
Enkidu.
Enkidu.
What's your favorite story? Finish it off with your favorite story from Gilgamesh.
Basically, the story of Noah was in that, and that was thousands of years before the Bible was written.
Oh, absolutely. So the first person in recorded history to ever have conquered a bunch of places and put it together, the first empire, was a guy named Sargon the Great.
Sargon.
And his story that he told.
Sauron.
That
he lived in Mordor. Yes.
Get this, that he was put into a basket and floated on the river because he was expected to die or pass away. And a fisherman.
That is the origin story of
Moses. It's the exact origin
now,
story of Moses.
He wasn't the guy who pulled the no. It was a different guy. So the Epic of Gilgamesh, there are a bunch of different stories.
Yeah.
And Enkidu was like a wild man.
Yes.
Covered in hair, but he was beaten by Gilgamesh. But Gilgamesh respected Enkidu so much, they became besties for life.
Besties for life.
All Sorry, right. spoiler alerts.
That's going to do it for today's episode of the After Buzz. What were we going to call again, Joanna?
What was the word you used, Buzz?
If you translate, that's the same as cunnilinguist. It's
yes, that was the whole point.
But if you translate cuneiform into a different language, you are literally a cunnilinguist.
Cunnilinguist.
Did you not know that that was some wordplay?
I did, but like the way you're doing the wordplay, it's not wordplay when you're doing the exact same word.
No.
Cunnilinguist and cunnilinguist. Well, it's going to be spelled the same way.
Kuna.
When I have to spell it out for the podcast, I'm going to be spelling cunnilinguist out.
There's a dash between the kuna and the linguist.
All right, do the dash. Keep listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLQ 95.5. And don't forget, check out the AfterBuzz podcast Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's going to do it for us. Let us know what you think. Talk to y'all next time.